Claiming Her Geeks, written by Eve Longley, read by Marie Smith. Prologue. The faintest rustle of foliage drifted on the night air, and she dropped lightning-quick into a crouch. The soaring body aimed at her back missed her completely. Her attacker hit the ground on all four paws and skidded, his claws digging furrows into the dirt. Whirling, the hairy beast faced her, his upper lip pulled back in a snarl that revealed sharp teeth, as if that would intimidate her. "Mine are bigger." Shaking her head, just like she'd scold any misbehaving member of her pack, she approached him. "Seriously, did you really think you'd take me unaware? I'm not some submissive bitch eager to roll over and bare her belly or spread her thighs for your cock. If you think to take me, you'll have to do better than that." The furry form in front of her shifted into the familiar shape of Jeffrey, alpha and leader of the Ottawa pack. Decently built, with wide shoulders, muscles all over, and a firm cock nestled in a bush of dark hair. Not for the first time did Dina wish she could just give in to him. "Why can't I just let him claim me as his mate? It would make life so much easier." Blessed with muscle but without any sense, Jeffrey was the most powerful male she knew, and attractive, she guessed. Yet he left her cold. Actually, worse than uninterested physically, he bored her. "And I won't spend my life with a man who makes me want to rip out his throat because I can't stop yawning."
"You know we're meant to be together. With the combined strength of our packs, we'd rule all of Canada and even some of the states south of us."
A roll of her eyes didn't wipe the fervent expression from his face. It probably didn't help that all the blood in his body currently resided in his prick instead of his brain. Men really were at a disadvantage in that respect. "Ooh, now there's a hot proposal. Marry you as some sort of business merger? Gee, talk about sweeping me off my feet." A growl emerged from him as he took a menacing step forward.
"We are not hormonal teenagers, Dina. We are leaders, and as such, we need to look past silly things such as emotion and do what is best for our packs."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?